A lot of us are feeling extra anxious and stressed. What are your suggestions to help stay mentally healthy?
This is a time of great angst and anxiety for the entire country. And we all have to, first of all, just make sure that we're paying attention to how it is that we are internalizing all that's going on around us. Probably one of the best things that we can do during this time is to try to maintain as much of a normal life and experience as you possibly can, which is challenging given the social isolation mandates. However, keeping a structured schedule, making sure that you're getting up and going to bed at times that you usually would, making sure that you're eating your meals as you typically would. If you can't get out to the gym, which you shouldn't be, maybe getting out and taking a walk by yourself or doing exercise in your home. Maintaining as much normalcy as you possibly can is probably one of the best things that you can do, in addition to minimizing how much you're taking in of news about what's going on beyond what you can tolerate.
How about some tips on how to talk with children during this time, especially when you might be anxious yourself?
Definitely. I think it's really important that we pay attention to how our youngest citizens are doing. I have a 9-year-old emotionally bothered by all that was happening, particularly when the news first started coming out. One of the most important things that you can do is just make sure that you're attuned to the little people that are living in your house, making sure that they know that they can come and talk to you about what they're thinking and how they're feeling, and how adults in the lives of children are responding and reacting to all of the news really has great impact for how our children will internalize it. So making sure that they're not taking in too much media because you're taking in a lot of media, validating the feelings that they're feeling. Kids are feeling anxious and worried and afraid, and adults are feeling anxious, worried, and afraid, and it's okay to normalize that experience for the children that are in your midst so they don't feel like there's something wrong with them because they're having a reaction to what's going on around them. In addition to that, you just want to be as emotionally supportive as you can. That you are helping them to have the structure that they need during this time, and that you're overall just paying attention to their basics, like making sure that they're eating well, that they're sleeping well, that they have some structure to their day as well, and that their behaviors are not moving in a negative direction because of the angst that they might be feeling.
Behavioral health issues often go hand in hand with substance abuse, and I'm sure self-isolation isn't helpful for addiction problems. Can you make any suggestions?
Thank you for bringing that up. We certainly know that when people are under stress, there's an increased likelihood for people to engage in unhealthy behavior. So number one, the most important thing is for we as individuals to check in with ourselves and make sure that we know how we're doing and that we're doing self-monitoring so that we can adjust our behaviors, adjust our thought patterns if we see ourselves moving in a negative direction, and also just paying attention to identifying and using healthy coping skills. So whatever it is that you typically would do that's beneficial that you use to help yourself relax or calm down. If you're a spiritual person, if you like to exercise, if you like to communicate with your friends and family, using social platforms now because we're asked to be apart from one another, but doing the things that you normally would do that help to feed your soul and help you to stay connected and in a positive space. If you use substances recreationally, I probably would recommend that you try not to do that because it might be easier to go overboard with the decrease in structure that we all have in our lives right now because of the social isolation. So I certainly would recommend that if you recreationally engage in those sorts of behaviors, that you reconsider that for now because we certainly know that there's usually an increase or an escalation of unhealthy coping mechanism and an increase in substance use when there are societal stressors. And this would be a time of great risk for anyone who is predisposed to developing a substance use disorder, and certainly anyone who's in recovery from a substance use disorder. This is a very risky time, so they want to really pay very close attention to that.
How about maintaining good mental health for those on the front lines, like healthcare workers?
Yes, and I personally am very, very concerned about making sure that the healthcare community also has the support during this time of great angst. So as a healthcare worker, there certainly is the risk for someone to become traumatized by this experience. It's important that healthcare workers do what they can to control what they can. So making sure that they are observing as much as they can with regards to infection prevention and proper hand hygiene, just maintaining a safe and clean environment as much as they're able to do so. And then making sure that they're thinking as realistically about the situation as possible and focusing on the things that can be controlled rather than the things that cannot be controlled. It's important that healthcare workers stay as grounded as they possibly can and communicate with their family and with their friends for the emotional support that they will need to make it through this time as emotionally unscathed as they possibly can be. We certainly would encourage people to engage in self-care approaches like, I keep going back to exercise because I think it's really important. The weather's starting to get nice, at least here in Maryland, so being able to get out and get some fresh air and just kind of appreciating life and the beauty of life in the midst of this very stressful time, I think, is very important. Meditating, having a healthy diet, getting good sleep as they're able to do so. So it's really going to be important for our healthcare workers to take good care of themselves because if they're not able to take care of themselves, then this situation is going to get a whole lot worse than what it is right now. And we want, you know, as people who are using the healthcare system, to make sure that we are expressing appreciation to those who are making the sacrifice to be on the front lines and taking care of us and of our loved ones. So this is a time for us to just support one another in whatever capacities that we can. The only other thing I would add would be that the Maryland Department of Health is putting out as much information as we possibly can. We have lots of information about resources for the different age groups and populations that you mentioned on our website. Is coronavirus.maryland.gov. I certainly would encourage people, your listeners, to go to that website. There is a section called Frequently Asked Questions about Maintaining Mental Health, where all of this information that I shared exists, and there's also, again, lots of information about other resources for supports during this time. We're going to get through this, but we're going to get through it together.
Dr. Aaliyah Jones, Maryland's Deputy Secretary of Behavioral Health, thank you so much for joining us at WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day, and stay safe, everyone.